Look, if you will, this morning in John chapter 8, and we'll begin verse 21. Then said Jesus again unto them, I go my way, and ye shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Whither I go, you cannot come. Then said the Jews, Will he kill himself? Because he saith, Whither I go, you cannot come. And he said unto them, You are from beneath, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world. I said therefore unto you that you shall die in your sins. For if you believe not that I am he, you shall die in your sins. Title of my message is The Importance of Christ. The Importance of Christ. The ACLU will try its best and probably accomplish not having nativity scenes in public domain. But little do they realize who they're denying. And though they may deny him in that public display, they cannot deny him in who he is. And I want you to notice three things that Jesus said in these passages of Scripture. And the first thing I want you to notice is the place he is going. He said these words. Then said Jesus unto them, I go my way, and you shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Whither I go, you cannot come. When Jesus says, I go my way, Jesus was referring to his death, his burial, his resurrection, his ascension back to the Father, all that he would do, and eventually going back to heaven to be with his heavenly Father. When he came from heaven and wrapped himself in human flesh and accomplished the work, he was going to go back. Jesus Christ is talking about going back to heaven where he came from. And notice what he says. Those who will seek him but not they reject him shall die in their sins. Jesus says that I'm going back to heaven. I'm going back to be with my Father. And he's talking in the context of the Pharisees who rejected Jesus Christ. And he simply says, if you reject me, you will die in your sins. We all are sinners. But when I die and when you die who know the Lord Jesus Christ, we will not die in our sins. Our sins have been atoned for by the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross, and we will not be held accountable for our sinfulness because Jesus Christ paid the penalty. And he says, I'm going back. And notice what he says. Whither I go, you cannot come. He said, I'm going my way. And he meant going to heaven. And where I'm going, he said to the Pharisees, you can't come. You can't go to where I'm going. Heaven is only for those who acknowledge the person of the Lord Jesus Christ and his saving death on the cross. And he said to the Pharisees, you can't go where I'm going. I sort of illustrate it this way, that if I were to suddenly get in a rocket ship and go out in the outer space and fly to the moon and get out, I'd have to have a suit on. I'd have to have something on to keep me to breathe and have oxygen. But you know, I'd have to be prepared. You just can't go up there and live on the moon without being prepared. You can't just go and live in heaven in this naturalness. You have to be prepared through the Lord Jesus Christ. And what hindered these was their own self-righteousness. Their own self-righteousness made them unwilling to yield and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. Listen to this quote. Self-righteousness is a deadly deception and contrary to genuine salvation. People base their salvation on human achievement. They perform good works, observe ceremonies and rituals, and felt they keep the law at least outward. But Jesus says, you are they which justify yourselves before men, but God knoweth your hearts. For that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. Jesus Christ is the one who says, I'm the way, I'm the truth and the life. And he said to the Pharisees, where I'm going, the place that I'm going, you will not be able to come. Because your own self-righteousness and your own righteousness within yourselves keeps you from believing in me. I want to tell you that not everyone is saved. And it is a great burden of my heart that in the South we have so much knowledge of Christ and so much church membership, but so many people have never really put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ. And if they do not, they will die in their sins and not be able to go to the place where Jesus was, which is heaven. But I want you to notice the second thing in verse 23. Not only with the place he is going, but the place he came from. He says these words. And he said unto them, ye are from beneath, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world. Jesus says this, you are from beneath, I am from above. Ye are of this world, I am not of this world. Jesus came from a completely different realm than we live in. Jesus is not from below. He's not from this earth. He's not of the humanity that we are. Jesus came from above, and he's talking about heaven. Jesus came from there, and he draws a distinction between where he came from and where we are. You see, Jesus may not be able to be displayed in public arenas in a nativity scene, but it makes no difference in one way, because you can't boil Jesus down to a nativity scene. Jesus is not of this world. He is not of this place. He is from above, entirely different and holy and separate from all of us. You know what's in this world? Listen to this quote. Materialism, humanism, immorality, pride, and selfishness are the world's hallmarks. It is utterly opposed to divine truth, righteousness, virtue, and holiness. Its opinions are wrong, its aims are selfish, its pleasures are sinful, its influences are demoralizing, its politics are corrupt, its honors are empty, its smiles are phony, and its love is false and fickle. You see, Jesus didn't come from the sinful world. Jesus came from above. He is unique. He's above all that there is. And Jesus said to them, you are from beneath. You are from this earth. You're part of this earth. The sinfulness of this world. I am not. I came from above. I am high and above and lifted above all of it. That's why Jesus is saying, I am the way. Jesus came from a different world. Jesus said these words, for the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. For I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. I came forth from the Father and am come into the world. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. Jesus says, I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. All I'm wanting to try to do is to during this Christmas season, is to remind you of Jesus Christ who became a baby, but to exalt him in who he is. Jesus Christ is not of us. Jesus Christ is entirely unique. He came above, high and lifted above all of it, and he came to the below so that he could save you and I. I was somewhere the other day and someone just casually used the name of Christ in sentences, and really they do not realize, unless you're using that name for the intent purpose of who he is, you're using that name in vain. Jesus Christ is not just a name to throw around. He is Almighty God, and he is the one unique person, and therefore his name is to be revered and holy. And we come to celebrate tonight this baby that is born. I want you to remember that this person came from above and then came from below. Then I want you to notice the third thing, the person he is. Listen to what he said in verse 24. I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins. For if you believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. He said, let me read it again. I said therefore unto you that you shall die in your sins. For if you believe not that I am he, you shall die in your sins. What's interesting is when Jesus says that I am he, I'm not a Greek expert, but in the Greek language, you miss it in the English, the way the construction is constructed. Jesus was no less claiming to be God. Jesus was claiming when he says, I am he. He was claiming to be God. The way I am is constructed in the Greek. He was referring to the Old Testament usage of God. Listen to what Moses told. When Moses was told by God, I am who I am. Jesus says, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Then said the Jews unto him, thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Then took they up stones to cast at him. But Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. Jesus himself claimed to be God, and they knew he claimed to be God, and took up stones to kill him. Jesus was crucified because of who he claimed to be. And he said to them, unless you believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. What I like about what Tim Tebow said, and this is what concerns me in the South, and I guess it's everywhere, but I know it's in the South. Belief in Jesus Christ is not just something that happened way back yonder. I got baptized, joined a church, and that's it. Belief in the Lord Jesus Christ is a trust in the person, the work of the Lord Jesus Christ, and it is a continuous trust all through my Christian life. You see, today I am saved not because I made a decision. I am saved because I am trusting in the person of Jesus Christ, and hopefully he's making a difference in my life. And what Jesus is saying here, you can't just take part of him and say, well, I believe he died for my sins. Accepting Jesus Christ means accepting the totality of who he is and the person that he is. Listen to this quote. To be saved, one must believe the full biblical revelation about Jesus. He is the eternal second person of the Trinity. He entered time and space as God incarnate. He was born of a virgin. He lived a sinless life. His death on the cross is the only sufficient substitutionary sacrifice for the sins of all who would ever believe in him. He rose from the dead and ascended to the Father in heaven, and he will one day return in glory. When Jesus says, you must believe that I am he, Jesus was not just saying, you must believe some doctrine. He was simply saying, you must believe in the totality of who I am and what I came to do. I am the eternal God who left heaven, wrapped myself in human flesh, went to the cross, was punished for your sins, rose back to the Father. When you're born again, we'll give the gift of the Holy Spirit to live in you, to conform you to the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, and one day we'll take you home, or either he will come back in glory. To believe in Jesus means to believe in the full person of who he is. And listen to how Jesus said it. I said therefore unto you that you shall die in your sins. For if you believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. To be saved is to trust the totality of the person of Jesus Christ. You know, when I go and maybe where I accidentally were to touch some electricity, it'd make a difference. I'd have a response. It'd have an effect on me. The same way when you've trusted in the person, the real person of Jesus Christ, it has an effect upon you. It changes you. It molds you. It makes a difference. And Jesus says, unless you believe, I am he. And he meant the totality of who he is. You see, as Christians, our trust, just like I'm resting on this and trusting it will not fall, our trust is in who Jesus is and what he came to do. We trust not in a religion. We do not trust just in a doctrine. We trust in a person. And when we die, we will not die in our sins. Because when we leave this earth, our sins will not be held accountable to us. The only difference between us and the unsaved is we might not be as bad as they are. They may be just as good as we are. The difference is we've put our faith and trust in Christ, and we will not die in our sins. There's so many people who think there must be some special gymnastics at the end, or there must be some something. And Jesus says, unless you believe that I am He. I want to encourage you today. Salvation is wonderful. I mean, it is great. It is the top of the line. I mean, we know the person. Where he was going back to, I'm going there one day because I'm in him. Where he came from, I was not of that, but that's where I'm going one day because I'm in him. I believe that Jesus is he. I am he. We don't just wrap ourselves around our denomination or other things. We wrap ourselves around the person of Jesus Christ. And unless we believe that he is he, there is no eternal life. And I want to encourage you this Christmas season. Salvation is about the person of Christ. I love the way Tim Tebow said it. I can't say exactly the way he said it, but his number one priority in his life was his personal relationship with Jesus Christ and the salvation that he had in him. He said over and over, and I mean, he made one comment. He says, I only want to give glory to God because it was God who gave me the ability to play, and it is God who can take it away just like that. And so while I'm here, I want to bring all the glory and honor to him. And I'll tell you, no telling what a testimony. You see, that's what we are. We're not perfect. We fall short, but our trust is in the person of Jesus Christ and who he is, and we do not doubt who he is. And unless you believe and have trusted in who he is, you know, I say I'm a Baptist, but I don't trust in that. Trust in Christ. Trust in Christ. He is the person. You know, if all of us were to meet some famous person and they were to come into our town and everyone would flood the place to see some famous person, and I'm not going to name one, but just some famous person, just to see them, just to touch them, just to say hey to them. Well, you and I have touched the most famous person in all the world, that is God, through the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't want to be like the Pharisees who, when the Magi came, they said, oh, well, he'd be born somewhere over there. We don't really care. No, we do care. We celebrate a risen Savior, the person of Christ. We rejoice in him. He is our life. He is our all. He's everything. And it is a joy to know Jesus Christ.